Chapter 11. Hank hung up the phone and sailed toward the back door with a hop in his step. He issued his normal, but this time slightly extra cheerful, "Goodbye, see you later." He trotted down the wooden steps. Tony had called Joe Lee to say that he had a chance for a quick overnight haul that would pay about $200 after expenses. Joe Lee told Tony she didn't mind if he went. She said she would go to the movies and he should have a good trip. She told Hank about it, with excitement in her voice. She said they would be able to make their own movie. Hank asked what time he should come over, and Joe Lee said that depended on how much he wanted to see her. "I'll be there in 5 minutes," said Hank. Joe Lee giggled as she hung up the phone. Hank jumped into his car and started the engine with the phrase "reckless abandon" in his head. She was waiting for him at the curb, popped into the car with a freshness that made Hank want to toot out a happy trumpet sound. "Drive away from here so I can kiss you," she said, in a way that put a bulge in Hank's pants. "You look wonderful," he said. Joe Lee blushed and turned her head to the side. Something in the silly way he said things made her act like a girl. She wasn't going to have to sit home getting loaded and watching Friday night clunkers on TV. Suddenly, she said that Hank had to stop the car right away. She took hold of his head and stuck her tongue in his mouth. Hank felt like his hair was shivering. She ran her hand along his stomach and up to his chest, found his nipple, tweaked it, something that Tony would have slapped her for doing. Hank jumped just a little and started his face towards her. "Let's see a movie," she whispered. Hank reached into the back seat and resourcefully produced the daily paper's movie section, spread open, then folded right to the theater timetable. "Let's see a drive-in," she said. Hank smiled and wished that he still had his Chevy with its bench seats. "A bug isn't that good for drive-in. Would you rather see 2001 or Midnight Cowboy? Either one is okay with me," he said. Jolie's mouth made a little O. "I know what you want to see. You want to see Danish Delights and Mrs. Hill's Fanny, don't you?" She watched him, holding the paper in front of her face like a veil. "That's at a drive-in," said Hank weakly. "I'm not going to tell you where it is, because then you'll just take me there and do who knows what to me." Joe Lee put her fingers on the edge of her skirt and began to roll it back. It took Hank a few folds to realize, but she was pulling up her skirt right there in his car. He became the driver of a rather reckless vehicle. He couldn't stop looking at her. His expression changed from excitement to lust to anticipation to frustration. His confused voice grabbed, "Have you ever seen 2001? Jolie's skirt was well over the edge of her panties, and she stopped with a last fold that was clearly intended to leave it there. "No," she said. "What about it?" Hank wanted to stare at her, wanted to drive, wanted to tell her about the story. The overload had frozen him. I really don't know. Different people have written really different things about it. Do you want to see for yourself? She said in a strange voice that made him return to staring. Her hand was between her legs, and she was walking her second and third fingers up and down the front of her panties like a joyful Yellow Page commercial. They came walking up over her left thigh towards Hank, and then leaped to the gear shift. Hank realized that he hadn't looked at the road for what must have been minutes. They were still somehow going normally down the street and not seeing any different from anything around them. "Helicopter, helicopter," she said, as her hand popped into the air with wiggling fingers and landed between Hank's legs. She scratched the corduroy that covered his cock. She whispered close to his ear, "Do you want to come out to play?" Hank held the wheel firmly. She bit into the bottom of his ear. "What film would you rather see, Hank?" Hank tried to say that he wasn't sure, but she plopped her tongue in and out of his ear, and he moaned. "I think you're a midnight cowboy," she said, and squeezed his cock again. It was hard and pressing against his zipper. If he hadn't been watching the road, he would have seen how much the erection impressed her. Hank was breathing hard, and his sinuses hurt. "We can see midnight, cowboy," he managed to say. His throat was beginning to clog from the migration of sinus. She kissed him underneath his sideburn and read out the name of the drive-in on Route 3.